Hello, everybody out there. It is I, Scott, here with another episode of the Super Mega Fun Anime Show. That is right. That was not an anomaly. There actually is a second episode. And someone's going to be like, well, man, you said it was going to be 2 weeks, and it's been like 2 weeks and 2 days? Like, you're slacking already. No. It's because I was stupid and I forgot cables last time on the weekend. I planned to record because I was working at a comic shop selling my beads. And then I had to work late. And then I only had 10 minutes and I thought I had everything in my bag. And then I get here and I'm like, forgot them cables. So could not record. But I am not back to being solo. Erica has not left me yet. She is still being my co-host. And really, she's here.
See, I'm patient.
She is. She's like, she kicked me out of her house right away. She's like, get out of here. Don't come back until you bring cables. And it was pretty tough, you know? Like, I had to do a little bit of things I'm not proud of on the streets to get home. But in all reality, I'm here again today, and I did what I had to do. So, welcome to episode 2 of the super awesome mega fun anime show, which maybe I'll change that, but I still think it's a pretty funny name. I laugh every time I say it inside my head.
I always forget something in the title.
Me too. I either go like super mega fun awesome. I don't even know how
and
I say
okay.
It. I know. When I was recently watching Gurren Lagann, I like the way they were like announcing their attacks, like, oh, Gurren Lagann, Giga Drill, go! Yeah. And I was laughing because I was like, hey, it's like the podcast.
Yep.
But yes, this show, again, on This Week in Geek, could not be here without the lovely sponsors such as Offworld Designs, where you can get all those wicked, nerdy, geeky, and fun t-shirts. If you use coupon code GEEKRULES, it's good for 10% off international customers and them customers in the USA. I guess Canada's international, even though we're based in Canada, but I don't think they are. But I'm rambling. We also got gameaccess.ca. I forget what the code is that gives you extra on your trial, but listen to another podcast. I've said it already. One Up Your Life. There, Dustin. We got the Starfleet fan club, the world's largest Star Trek club. Engage. And then also we got Big and Tall Mart. For those clothes, if you're a little big or a little tall, Geek10 gets you 10% off any order of $35 or more. Okay, so now I'm done all the legal things. The lawyers are not going to hound me today.
Woohoo!
So that's right, we're back for our second episode. You know what? Let's just do a little catching up, because it has been 2 weeks and 2 days. So what have you been up to?
Well, making YouTube videos and working.
Nice.
That's my life, basically. But I recently just, I just started my 5K subscriber giveaway on my YouTube channel. I'm already well past that. I'm almost at 6,000, which is pretty cool.
I don't think we mentioned the URL for your channel.
Oh my
God. I'm going to post it in here. I don't think Mike did last time.
Oh no.
Because he didn't know.
That's true, eh?
Yeah, you never mentioned the YouTube channel.
Okay.
So these people can get in on the 5K subscriber.
That's true. You can. You can. So my YouTube channel is Erica Sabo. It's just my name. It's E-R-I-K-A-S-Z-A-B-O. We'll probably link it.
We will link
it
for sure.
In the page. And I mostly talk about gaming. Mostly Japanese published niche games. JRPGs particularly, and then I talk about anime, all the anime I love. So if you want to get in on that, then check out my channel. But yeah, right now I have my 5K subscriber giveaway going on. Took me a while to get some sponsors, hence why
you got some crazy sponsors.
Yeah, I got some really awesome sponsors for I'm gonna be doing mini giveaways all month long, and my first one is Retro Week for all of you retro game enthusiasts out there. And I teamed up with fangamer.net, who are a really, like, really amazing group of people who have an amazing website that I love. And I'm really happy they wanted to team up. So if you want some goodies, please, please, by all means, enter the contest. Or contests, I suppose.
And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming. Erica was showing me was telling me some of this stuff. She was giving me some secrets. And I was pretty blown away by it. So if you guys want to get in on that, check out her amazing content. And you could possibly win as well.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Good luck.
So that's what you've been doing, playing with your new camera.
Oh yeah, I just got a new camera too. There's so many things.
So many things in that 2 weeks and 2 days.
It's crazy. It's been a crazy bit. I just got my first DSLR, a Canon T3i. I'm really happy with it. It took me a little while to get used to it, but I think I'm on the right track now, and it's great. I have some little accessories I still want to get for it, but I'm pleased. I'm very pleased.
It's going to be good, man. It's going to up it, make it awesome.
Yeah, it's awesomer. Already. Yeah, awesomer. I'm really pleased.
But yeah, it's quite a bit to happen in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Myself, though, I posted on some of my Facebook stuff that I was at the Comic Connection in Oakville, which you may sound familiar because I did one podcast that got posted up, but no one else wants to get on that with me. We've just been too busy to do our other comic shop podcasts, but... Yeah, I was there selling some of my Perler bead things. I like to make little bead sprite things, just starting it a few months ago. And I was selling those. Did pretty well. I'm thinking maybe I might try to do some conventions in the future and actually like go and set up. And people can be like, I'll give you like $1 for that because it's crap. And then I'll be like, okay. And I'll be all sad. But no, it was like a really good weekend. It was a really actually phenomenal weekend. Like I was... making these little kids like happy. It was really cool. I was chatting with some kids, like talking about some of their favorite games they saw. Impressed with some of the shit these kids knew. Like little kids looking at some of the stuff I did from like NES and like SNES, and he's like telling me where it's from, and I was actually like pretty impressed. So I gave him a little high five there, and it was pretty cool to see some smiles on those kids' faces. And other than that, I was just talking to my other friend about some about AN that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the video stuff me and him were looking at doing in there, some more cosplay photography. I'll totally link it on the show page once we get it done at AN, and probably try to do an AN episode because I can bring all the stuff. We can just record something there, maybe.
Most definitely. That'd be fun.
So that's really what I've been doing. So I just want to thank the two folks here who sent us some feedback, which is awesome. I honestly did not expect it. The first one that I got was I got from Anton. It was an answer to our question of the week, which is your favorite anime. And Anton, he says that, hey guys, I'm really enjoying the new show. Here's my question. I know the series isn't what we consider quote-unquote true anime, but it definitely borrows many elements from that style. And he's referring to Avatar The Last Airbender, which... to him, it's one of his favorites, and a show that has a lot of heart put into it. And then he was asking us if we wanted to put some input into any quote-unquote not-real animes that exist that aren't from Japan. So Eric and I were talking about this, and we were trying to think of some.
Like, which ones? Yeah, it's... because there's so few and far between. They don't get on too often.
I think one of the most notable ones for a few years back had to have been Afro Samurai.
Yeah. Definitely.
Then again, watch me be wrong, and that actually is Japanese, and they just like Samuel L. Jackson. Who knows? But, and then we were just thinking of other shows that kind of borrowed.
Well, there was
borrowed.
Boondock Saints as well, and Samurai Jack.
Don't you mean the regular Boondocks? Or Boondock Saints?
Oh, Boondock Saints.
I was like, Boondock Saints.
I'm obviously just thinking about the movie now. Yeah. Although that is a pretty badass movie.
No, it is. They're making a comic book.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just found that out at Free Comic Book Day.
Oh. Yeah, no Boondocks. Sorry.
Yeah.
They should make a pseudo-anime out of that, though. Yeah. That'd
actually,
be really
the Boondock
awesome.
Saints would be like, pretty cool, actually. Like,
it would.
Some dark anime. And then we're talking about other shows, and I think a lot of these shows seem to have come out between like 2000 and like 2004, it seems. Like, that was an era... when I guess Cartoon Network tried to emulate that kind of style. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, Powerpuff Girls, which actually became an anime called Powerpuff Girls Z.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack probably the most. Mm-hmm. With that really cool, still a badass show, though. Like,
a really cool
cyber
cinematic style
to
it.
And just the whole, like, out of place. Oh, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, Teen Titans. It even had its J-pop... or J-Rock theme song.
Yeah, I really loved that show growing up. I watched it all the time.
Likewise.
All the time.
But I'm trying to think of some more. Honestly, there's not many that I know of that really come to mind. Because, again, they're so few and far between. It doesn't seem like they're that common. The Legend of Korra, but that's... I just put that with Avatar.
Yeah.
Same right there. But I don't really know if there are any other are mainstream ones that I know of.
Yeah. Did you watch any of Avatar?
No, my sister adores it, and Legend of Korra, she talks to me about it, but
yeah.
I just never got into it. When I was growing up, I was like, I don't really want to watch this show.
Same here, too. Like, I had friends who weren't into anime, but had watched Avatar and really liked it, and then I thought, like, I watched a few episodes, and I thought it was pretty good, but I was really into anime, especially during that time. I don't know if I'd call myself an otaku at that time, but I was definitely a lot more enthusiastic in a very kidsy way, you know, adolescent way. And I tried to get him into anime, and he just couldn't get into it, which I found to be kind of interesting, considering Avatar is like kind of like a pseudo-anime, you know? So
yeah.
Yeah, no, not a gateway, apparently, for some people.
So I'm sorry, Anton, that we couldn't get more in-depth on it.
I'm sorry.
But thank you so much for actually taking the time to, like, email us. Like, it honestly meant a lot. Erica can agree, like, the second I got this email, I was like, I messaged her like seven messages. I was like really excited that you guys responded to what we did. Wasn't sure, and the fact that we got two on our first podcast was awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Got another one over on the thisweekingeek.net website, which actually is a comment section, so you can leave comments there as well if you don't want to give out your personal information and have me stalk you and email you back and just try to, like, ask you to be my friend. But, yeah, so Mercenary Pen was just giving us a subject for possible topic for a future episode, since we covered some of our favorite anime or manga. Which series would you have considered to be your least favorite or the point of potentially never going back to? I know some for me. I don't think I have enough to put into topic completely, but we can totally... I have enough for a few minutes at least. Like,
yeah, same here. I got like a couple.
Because me, I have not spent a lot of time, in all honesty, like watching complete runs of shows, because I'm putting so much more effort into it. But when I first started doing this, like, I got some DVD sets from Funimation to review, as any of you remember how horrible those were. Those were, like, brutal of me to do. But I had Chobits, and I'm watching the show, and all I could say when I was watching it, which I think I even said in the review, was like, what the fuck am I watching? Because I wasn't used to watching anime. I didn't understand all the different subgenres there are, and it really threw me off, and some of the content in there just, like, bugged me for some reason. I guess I wasn't expecting it, that I never wanted to, like, watch it again. Like, I was just like, I'm done with this. I don't know. I don't know if it's a fact. Like, I'm watching this.
Not that bad.
I just hit.
It's not even bad.
I know it's not. My sister said that. She's like, "Are you stupid or something?" I'm like, "Man, I just can't get into this." I'm watching it, and I'm like, "Okay." And then I felt, to me, I'm just like, "This feels really fan servicey." I'm watching this. Like, how do you get this robot? Oh, you hit the G spot. Now she's on. I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, what am I watching here?" At first, I was like, "Whoa."
I think you hit the G spot.
I was just trying to be cool. Yeah, but I was just like. I was just trying to be a little more. I wasn't gonna get all detailed.
I don't even know.
No, he did. That's what he hit. But I was just like, yeah, the G spot. So, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
I wasn't gonna clitoris and just. No, I'm just kidding. But and then it got really weird because then, like, a few episodes later, there's like a scene where, like, she becomes like a, like, I don't know, like, there's this guy in a room, and he was like talking to her. And he was, like, getting really, like, hot and bothered. And I don't know if he's using her for, like, his own sexual pleasure or something like that. Like, it got really weird to me when I was watching it. So I just never wanted to watch it again.
Well, you missed out.
That's what my sister said. Because
it gets really good as it keeps going on. I understand, like, first appearances can be kind of,
a little
jarring.
And I think it also came to the fact that I had four complete TV shows that I was supposed to watch in, like, a few weeks to record an episode for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, what am I going
to
do?
There's, like, 26 episode ones, and I was like, oh my gosh. But that had to have been one for sure. What else? There seems to be certain ones I was watching with, like, last season of anime, and even some now, that I just watched a few episodes, and it just kind of... I lost complete interest in it. Like, it was cool in the beginning, first episode, but I don't know if it's that whole new thing kind of appeal. Like, oh, this is new. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of feels stale. But I'm just trying to think of some more off the top of my head, some more shows that I watched that I was like, I'm never going to... Cashern Sins. I mentioned that to you last time.
Yeah, you did.
I was watching it, and, like, I'm sitting there, and I got, like, at least halfway through the whole show. Yeah. And I'm watching this, and it didn't seem like anything happened. I'm not sure if you really... I was checking to see if I need to watch the original 1970s show to actually get it. There's a lot of beautiful, like, architect scenery in there. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. But I'm watching this, and I'm waiting for, like, a coherent, like, story to appear out of this. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And I have a feeling it's something that kind of just resolves all itself in the very end to give it an ending. But I just didn't feel like putting a few more hours into it.
Yeah. Well, that's Tetsunoko. That was the original Tetsunoko work. There was a similar thing with Karas as well, which is another Tetsunoko work, where the Karas movie that came out was visually stunning, but you had to know the backstory of, like, the mythos behind Karas before you could really understand what was going on in the movie. That can be really kind of shitty when that kind of stuff happens.
Oh, it was. And it was just bugging me because I was like, this looks so badass, and I've been waiting to buy it till it went on sale. I was just, like, looking at the cover, and I was like, shit, this looks so cool. I'm looking at the art style. I'm like, okay, this is kind of dark. It looks a bit edgy. I may go back to it. Who knows if I want to really finish it, but... right now, I have no honest intention. And I think that's what I have right now that I really was like, no. I don't have any other ones that I can think of.
Yeah. I think for me, there are two distinct ones and at very different times in my life. But there was a gap in time in between both of these shows where I was not watching anime. And there's a reason why I wasn't. I guess I'm going to get to that right now. But when I was in my teens, like, what was it? Maybe, like, 14 to 18. I was earlier, even. I was watching anime avidly. And one anime that I was following avidly was Inuyasha. Uh-oh.
I want to change the world. Oh, I'm watching it when I go home tomorrow. Like, I'm going to be like, aw, Kagome, Inuyasha. I'm blushing.
Spoiler, nothing happens.
Stop! Even in the movies, though? Did you watch all the movies? No, you did. Damn it. I was hoping.
Okay, so I'm someone who has, like, this giant Tupperware box full of Inuyasha DVDs, and I just really want to get rid of them.
I'll take them all.
You can take them all once I figure out where that box is. But, okay,
we'll just pack them in my backpack.
You know, I used to love Inuyasha so much, but then when I realized what a tease the anime was, too, it kind of bewildered me from watching anime for years. I didn't start watching anime again until I was 20 or 21, so I took, like, a two-year hiatus. I was just like, I need a break. I really need a break. And it was kind of weird because, like, I just thought that all anime were just going to end up being a tease like that. I kind of just wrote anime off. Like, because I'm a really big fan of Rumiko Takahashi. I really liked particularly Ranma Half. I loved what she did. And I know her series are very long, but I was reading Inuyasha before it became an anime, and I was really enjoying the manga.
Inuyasha hipster over here.
I'm an Inuyasha hipster, guys. This is all coming from an Inuyasha hipster, apparently. So I had no idea there was such a term, but
there is today. Today is done.
And yeah, it's just, it's one of those shows where, like, I lost all hope for it, and I lost all hope for certain animes to that extent. It just, it was such a tease, and I know a lot of people have a lot to say about this anime as well, and I totally sympathize with you. And if you are one of those few hopeful people like Scott here, well, prepare to be disappointed.
I think it really stems from the fact, again, I watched it back in 2001 when it was on TV, and very sporadically, and kind of because there's a girl I liked who liked Inuyasha, and I wanted to talk to her about it. And then I stopped watching anime in general, really, and then watched the Miyazaki stuff again. And I don't know, I just wanted to watch it again. I started watching it, and then there's, like, all those cute love things, and then they really get me, and then you tell me it's a tease, and now it's breaking my heart. But I don't want to believe it. Like, how I never watched the ending of Lost, because everyone's oh no. So I left the last four episodes unwatched.
That's funny.
That's what I tend to do. People are like, the ending's really bad, and you won't like it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch till before the very end, and then make up the rest.
Yeah. After that, I was kind of frozen in time. Like, I was still watching anime, but I was only watching what I knew or what I owned. I wasn't actively seeking out new anime just because I thought I would be disappointed again. I was actually scared about change.
I can completely relate with you like that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know how I felt about the new, just the production values. I liked...
Well, that was a rough area, too, in anime.
There was, yeah, especially in CG. It got pretty rough sometimes. I'm not, like, while there are certain anime that I find, now I have more of an appreciation for, like, Last Exile. Back then, I could not stand the CG at all. And I've made this known several times in the past, like, on my YouTube channel as well, where I just don't like it when you can tell the difference between the two so much. Like, that stark difference, just, it makes it feel very sterile to me. And it makes it feel that, like, it makes it feel like someone just superimposed these illustrations in with this CG, and it's just not my bag, you know? Now, I see it a little bit differently, but...
It still kind of gets to me. The most recent one for me is Brynhildr. In the first episode, there's, like, that bus coming. I don't know if you remember. And it's, like, so CG, and I'm like...
It's not as bad as some others,
No, I know, but CG's getting better always. But, yeah. I mean, I just was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It just takes you out of it for that second when you see that.
I understand.
I don't mind it when used properly. Like, sometimes it can look cool, like... When, like, it seems they use CG a lot with cars and stuff, just because then it's easier to, like, animate it in sense, like, making the 3D model, and when it turns, you don't have to get awkward. So I can see why, but, so Inuyasha was such a tease, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, I just kind of sat frozen in time, and then I started watching some newer anime, and unfortunately I came across an anime, this was just, like, a few years back now. Came across an anime called School Days.
I was just gonna know.
Which I just showed Scott. Yeah, we skipped the middle. We didn't need to see
You apparently
middle.
Don't need to watch the middle. Watch the first two episodes and be like,
and then
okay.
Watch the last two episodes, and that's more than enough, guys.
And you... Oh my gosh.
It's just really bad. You know, I know some people who actually seem to like it if you're into deconstruction anime, and I'm a really big fan and big advocate for the genre. I actually consider it a genre, and maybe some people don't, but you know what? It deserves to be a genre at this point. But this is like a downhill spiral. You know, it's a very typical seeming coming of age romance.
You become a
high school
dick and you start banging bitches left, right, and center. This kid, here's the gist. This kid goes from being like, oh, I'm so shy to even talk to the girl I love, to fucking having orgies with, like, all the girls in his class. That they come over and they just bang him, and then he's an asshole to everyone. They don't want to talk to him. And then he bangs a chick and he starts fucking people up and they become mentally crazy.
And then he becomes just so selfish and so self-centered and he just loses sight of everything.
Spoiler alert, he fucking dies.
Oh god.
I'm just spoiling it. No, I'm gonna spoil it because I don't want anyone to, like, be ruined inside.
Yeah.
He dies and then crazy girlfriends kill each other and it gets really fucked up. He's decapitated head. Fucking cutting people up. It's messed up. You probably cuts the womb of some chick who's apparently pregnant, and then it gets fucking...
Wow, you just gave away everything.
I don't want people to be... I am actually emotionally scarred. Like, it's been bugging me all week. Like, I'm not
You're
even
like,
kidding.
The look on your face during it. I was, like, watching you and watching the anime. I'm like, oh, is he gonna... Yeah. Yeah, I'm, like, more excited to see your expression. It's just, it's become kind of like a running joke for a lot of people in the anime scene or people who are enthusiasts. It's just, like, it's so poorly made.
Man, even hearing some of the, like, even the dialogue, and there's, like, no, I don't even think there's a dub. This is, like, the straight-up Japanese sub we're watching. And just, it could have been bad subbing, but I very highly doubt it. Like, the dialogue was just atrocious. Like, there's a scene where the girl is all mad that she's pregnant, and then it goes to her, like, fucking rubbing her stomach, like, kept saying the boy's name, and she's like, Mikado, it's his baby. And she's, like, rubbing her stomach after she's, like, I don't know, she's all mad at him, and it got really weird, and I wish I could unsee it.
Well, the characters get very delusional after a while, but the thing is, like, there's just not enough character development for it to carry the weight that it was trying to carry.
And you've watched...
And it just collapsed on itself in the end.
And you watched the entire series, though,
yeah,
right?
I did.
Yeah, okay, I only watched...
I did. You gotta be a masochist.
I watched
for
the abridged.
You gotta be. You know what? I'm the person who watched The Endless Eight in The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. If you're familiar with that, then you will know what a masochist I am with this. And even if I don't like a series,
just watching it hurts so good.
That's actually pretty entertaining in a different way. This was just bad. This was just bad, right?
Yeah.
This is something else entirely, and it's just bad. It's just bad, and it was very discouraging, because this was the point where I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try and get into some newer anime, and then unfortunately I had to come across this one. So, but after that, obviously, you know, I came across others that were very, I became very fond of, and ones that reminded me of animes I really enjoyed in the past, especially in the 90s, right? I found anime that I brought me back to that moment, and since have, you know, there's actually been some really impressive anime that have been coming out lately, even.
I think since the dawn of high definition, because, like, to me, anime became so beautiful again, because once you get HD in there, the colors pop. Those colors pop, those black, the lines are so crisp and beautiful, like, I can't watch anime, like, if there's an HD version available of it, that's the only way I'm gonna watch it, because I'm gonna feel like I'm missing out on those beautiful colors. And even just streaming the new stuff now, and some of the ones like we're going to talk about later on the show, like No Game No Life, like that looks so beautiful.
Oh,
the,
it's so gorgeous.
The beautiful color palette. But yeah, any other animes you think?
No,
can go
those
in there?
Are the only two that really stuck out to me. There were some bad ones I've seen, but nothing that I can compare.
Yeah,
those ones to.
Yeah, I can. I,
yeah. Yep. Okay.
That's all I got to say. But so thank you, Mr. Mercenary Pen, for leaving a comment there. Again, please send feedback over to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, or you can hit up the voicemail, 817-717-7202. I'll make sure you mention it's for the anime show. And anything you want to call us about, again, you can say we suck. You can say I suck, because Erica doesn't suck, so you can't say that, because that's just... there's no facts to back you up, okay? So that's just terrible. But yeah, we're probably just going to take a break. Then we'll be back to discuss the meat of our show. We're going to be talking about the spring season 2014. So alrighty, guys, we'll catch you in a few.
This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies, and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
I want to change the world. 風を駆け抜けて何も恐れずに今勇気と笑顔をかけら抱いて Change my mind. 情熱絶やさずに高鳴る未来へ手を伸ばせば輝けるはずさ。
All right, everybody, welcome back. We had a short little break. We drank some beverages, some water, to get our throats ready for this interesting conversation. Erica made fun of me, my podcasting motions. And I'm just trying to make motions up to see if I can get her to crack. But
so intense.
But yes, what just brought us back into this was the Inuyasha theme song. Because Inuyasha is Erica's favorite anime... so I wanted to let her know that she was an important member of this podcast and that we wanted to include her voice on this show.
I hate you.
I know. I hate me too. But so that's going to lead into, well, not really lead into, but our next topic here is we're going to be discussing the spring 2014 season, what we've been watching so far. Right now we're about a third into it. We're at episodes 4, episode 5 of certain shows, so most of them are going to have a 12-episode run. Hopefully some of our favorites will get extended.
Hope so, yeah.
So let's start with you, Erica. Let's talk about what you're watching, like maybe a brief synopsis. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first one, I mean, I had like a huge list, like a big backlog of stuff I wanted to watch. But the first one that I got into that I was really interested in was Select Your Infected Y-Cross. It's available over at Funimation. It's really great. It's kind of like a kind of mix between Madoka Magica and Angelic Lair. So it involves a card game, a ordinary card game, except there are people who are considered selectors, and those are people who have actually living cards. And there's apparently some myth going on where if you can become the top selector, one of your wishes, or like a wish of yours, like a deep, deep wish, can come true, which was very reminiscent in a way to something like in Madoka Magica, where it gives you a possibility of this power, this unfathomable power. However, there's drawbacks involved. And right from the get-go in the first episode, it gets very dark and it gets very disturbing very quickly. And so I think it's very interesting in that it deals with kind of like the downfall of characters in this card game. And I like how it was it kind of reminded me of Angelic Lair in that respect, yet darker, right? Very psychological, and despite appearance. It's something that I'm really enjoying so far. And I just really want to see where it's going to go, to be honest. I think it's by far one of the more unnoticed ones this season. And I think that any of you who haven't checked it out yet definitely should if you're looking for something like that. Yeah.
I still need to check it out. You were telling me about it a while ago, and I was kind of like making correlations to like Yu-Gi-Oh and like the Shadow Zone
or
the
Shadow Realm,
where if you lose all your life points.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to show you an episode. Yeah.
No, I want to check one out. I really should.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then aside from that, it's just been stuff that you and I have been watching.
Yeah, because of when I messed up and not bring out the XLR cables, we just started watching some anime on my list. Yeah, I guess, yeah, basically what I was showing you, Gus. So, I'll probably go this in, like, from, like, the meh, so far, like, not my favorites, but I'll end it off with the ones I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to the... Oh, I still have to watch this. So I've been watching, like, right now, Captain Earth, which I'm kind of behind on because I'm just not feeling it right now. It's, I think I talked a little bit about it... first episode when we were just discussing some anime we were watching. So I'll just kind of leave that one like very brief because I know I did mention it. Just by bones, like mecha, kind of has a bit of a, to me, like some Sentai kind of feel to it in a sense of how the kid gets picked or whatever, and his weapon, which he can call like his mech and stuff. I still have to watch more of it. It's a few episodes in. I've only watched up to like episode 2. I only watched a little bit of episode 3 because I was busy building beads, and I'm just watching the ones I really love. So I'm gonna go back to it.
Bead master.
Yes, the master of beads. I'm the master of beads. I'm pulling the strings. One that I am really interested in because it seems to be so far following like different characters is I don't even know what to say. Makaku City Actors. Sounds about right. It seemed pretty cool. I kind of had like a lot of interesting abstract art into it.
Oh.
Which, again, I'm pretty sure I mentioned before, I think, because I was kind of... Maybe. Or maybe I just mentioned it to you, because I was kind of saying how some of the visuals kind of reminded me of Evangelion's, just in the sense of where you would have... You'd have your main scenes, and then it'd be going into those really abstract scenes of things. Like, specifically, like, you get, like, those scenes of, like, just the outdoors, like the cicadas, just like ambient scenes to really get you into the world.
Do you know who the production company is for
America? if you give me 1 second, and through the magic of clicking the link, I can tell you who did it. I have to watch more of it. I've just been behind on those ones because they haven't been so far my top favorites. Oh, it's Aniplex. I can't pronounce anything today.
That's the publisher, but who's the developer?
Well, then.
That's why, you know what? Go on the name.
Okay.
And then you'll maybe
see. And it'll go to the whole page for it. Yeah. Professionalism.
Oh, yeah, this one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. It's, yeah, I didn't know that this is what it was.
That doesn't maybe say.
Not. Whatever. That's okay. Yeah. It's just curious. Sometimes there are certain production companies that have very distinct looks to them, like Studio Shaft, which I think I talked about last week, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. I know I definitely talked to you about it and how they have a very distinct style.
Oh, it is Shaft.
It is?
Since after watching the first episode, I'm grateful that Shaft has done an amazing job.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it sounds very Shaft-esque by the way you were...
Shaft!
Shaft! The way you were describing it, they love doing that kind of stuff.
It's definitely really cool. Like, I want to watch more. I was having a chance.
Cool.
Again, like, this really kiddie one I was watching, Orica Battle. It's basically a card game thing, and it's very much meant for, like, 5 to 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But it's only 10 minutes, and sometimes I just throw it on when I'm, like, getting ready for work.
Yeah.
I guess it's a slight nostalgia. But the real ones I'm watching that I'm really loving, there's, like, 4 that I'm keeping up to date all the time with. There's one I've seen more of it so far than you have, you're telling me, is Brynhildr in the Darkness.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know, why don't you first say what you've been liking about it, and then I'll kind of...
Well, I haven't seen enough of it to see exactly where it's heading, right? But it has a very...
You still have the 2-episode mystery. You have the first episode introducing, and the second where a little bit more is revealed.
Like, there's definitely a lot of, like, mystery involved, and it's obviously going to be about unraveling that giant mystery and what exactly is going on, and have those really dark, disturbing... visions in it as well, right? I don't know, like, I'm really intrigued by it so far.
I guess I should probably give a quick synopsis so people can kind of figure out where our thoughts are coming from of the
show.
Well,
you've seen more of it, so give a synopsis.
I'm so bad with remembering characters' names right now. I don't know any of them.
It takes a while.
Yeah, there's a few I know. But so, the main character, it starts off with him and this girl who he's with, and he's... You see, he has a love for astronomy, and he wants to go with her. They're looking through a telescope, just want to go look at the stars or whatever. So they wanted to sneak into an observatory and check out the stars. She says she wants to show him an alien. And so then they're going, and she dies. And it's really been fucking with him ever since he's growing up, because this girl was like one girl who understood him, didn't judge him. It was his best... Really, he felt it was his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a normal day at school, and then a new girl transfers in. And she looks identical to this girl that he thought was dead. Yeah. So, he's like, this is impossible. So, he kind of confronts her about it. And she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And how he was trying to find out, because she had these 3 moles underneath her arm, which... he saw when he was a kid, and that's the one thing he remembers. So he and her are just kind of trying to unravel this mystery of what she really is too, because she's unsure, and she's a quote-unquote witch. She's was manufactured by a... I'm gonna probably go off the cuff and say more or less it was really for, like, arms manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really say so far, but with all these powers some of these people have.
Weapon.
Yeah, basically the whole human weapon thing. And what's going on with that, they unravel a little bit of it so far, and we're at episode 6 in 2 days. So hopefully we'll see some more of that. I've been really intrigued with the characters, and just seeing... It's been getting pretty dark and kind of... in some ways, not as dark as School Days, but...
as dark as Elfin Lied, though?
So far, from what I've watched of Elfin Lied, because my girlfriend needed the DVD back at the time, so I didn't get to watch it all. But there's one scene that I can kind of correlate to it exactly. It very much seems to be following a similar thing with the main character from Elfin Lied. It seems like a similar kind of human weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really cool so far. I'm just waiting to see what exactly is where it's going.
I just have so many questions, and like when it goes to the flashback of them as children, and she's like, I can show you an alien.
Yeah.
Like, where exactly was she taking him? Because, I mean...
I have
if you
thoughts.
Know what happened, like, in terms of her death, like, why the heck were where they were? Like, why? You know what I mean?
I know, and...
Like, they were at a, what was it, like a gorge? Or, like, what do you even call that, you know?
It was like they're climbing on pipes to get to where they needed to go.
Yeah, like, whoa, like, where are you, what's going on? And how do you have access to an alien, and why are the moles not there anymore? And, like, I can understand how, like, maybe they might have, like... brought her back to life, but why exactly her, and were those moles a significance or something? I almost want to think that she's actually an alien, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's always kind of fun when you have, like, just, like, obviously I don't have much more knowledge, but when you have slightly a little bit of, like, episodes that you, like, can kind of see.
You have an edge.
I do.
Okay.
I can see where you're exactly where the process is coming from, what you're thinking there, and, it's very interesting so far. It's just getting more and more interesting. There's so many more questions to be asked. And I'm really hoping this show isn't... I kind of feel like... I guess I'm not used to these 12-episode kind of things. And a lot of shows end up being. And I'm like, I'm already halfway through. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I'm just like... And then also, I just finished Gurren Lagann. That was 26 episodes, and quite a bit happened in that. So I just have to have more faith in the 12-episode arc.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it works really well, but it's a very challenging task. You know, your pacing needs to be impeccable in order for it to work out.
The next show that I was going to talk about after this one, it's impossible for it to, like, come close to anything I feel in 12 episodes, which was No Game, No Life.
Yeah.
Like, you hit episode 5 just came out, which we're going to watch after and enjoy.
Woo!
Yes. But this one's done by Madhouse.
Okay.
If I'm right, that was the...
Is Madhouse. It Madhouse?
I'm almost 100% certain. But through the magic of the internet, I can just click the name. No, I think it was because you were like, oh, Madhouse did this.
Maybe.
Because when we were watching it, and you were like, oh... Why do they not want to help you on Crunchyroll? Can you just write who
the
makes it to?
Hates you.
The internet hates me completely. Oh, it has their names in the description. I didn't have to sound so noobish not knowing their names. But it doesn't say. I'm
okay,
pretty sure it is Madhouse.
This.
If you want to tell me I'm wrong, feedback at thisweekingeek.net. So this is kind of about two brothers and sisters known as Blank on the internet. They just go by no name other than that, and they're just exceptional gamers. They stay at home all day, and they have such impeccable trust and love for each other. They just know how to... They're in perfect sync when they play these games. So they get a mysterious email one day asking them if they felt they were born into the wrong world. And obviously, they say if life was like a game, then that's where... Then obviously we were in the wrong world, because this is the worst game ever.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up going to a new world here called Disboard. And everything is resolved by simple games.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's like, you have 10 rules. All the rules in the quick synopsis are more or less like, everything you want has to be resolved with a rule. You cannot murder, kill, war. All that is completely banned in this world by the new god.
Mm-hmm.
And also... You, whoever you are playing this game with, you have to both pick something of equal value, and it has to be upheld. So in the first 4 episodes of the show so far, you kind of see these two characters just kind of... They adapt to the world very quickly, which
they
I really like.
They want to be there.
They love this place. Yeah. They're thinking 10 steps ahead. They're impeccable gamers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got high gamer scores and a lot of trophies. So, geez, I just lost my thought process there. But so they get put in this world and they adapt to it really quickly. And they so far have been made the rulers of this, which is not really a spoiler because in the opening it shows them wearing like the crowns and ruling over people.
Yeah,
it ain't a spoiler. It's pretty obvious. But where my main issue is going to come with this 12 episode arc is in the end of episode 4. Where, like, the god kind of explains to them the purpose of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose of how this world is going to work. And you're already a third in there, and you're kind of showing this off. And it seems like there's just too much to possibly be done in 12 episodes. I'm guessing it's because, like, the guy who's writing the manga, it's still being created now.
And I could see this being a show where it ends and then you have to keep reading the manga.
I know, and that's
to get a proper finale.
No, and that's what my sisters always tell me, and I'm like, but I get so attached to it, and I'm like, this is how I see it already.
Yeah. Well, visually, it's stunning, and it's really nice to see that kind of stuff in, like, in animated form. Like, it's beautiful.
The color palette is the most beautiful. This is the reason to watch anime in HD.
Yeah, like, just look at the poster of it, and you'll just be amazed. Like, that's it. It's just living, breathing.
Beautiful pastel. So vibrant.
So beautiful. Yeah, no, it's really cool. And, I mean, it offers that much more compared to what a manga can offer you, you know? Like, you're not going to get full color pages, at least not that many. You might in like the first two pages, and then they're like, right?
So this is the color palette, you should kind of remember this, cuz this is all you're getting, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, but another thing is that it's not going to be long enough for what it could do, but also what is it going to do? Like, I don't know what kind of purpose it's going to have.
I can,
because I felt like it did a lot in a very short period of time.
And it seems like that's all it can do over and over again.
Yeah,
it seems like once you go to episode 4, you've kind of seen the different ways he is manipulating scenarios to do what he needs to do. And you're thinking, what else can he really do? And I can see that as well. If it's just going to be the same things over and over again for 8 more episodes.
I just don't really know what kind of fresh material they'll have. I hate thinking of it like that, because
it's
really
exciting.
Enjoy it.
It's very
fun.
It's exciting to think about that too, because then you, in a sense, because you're going to be surprised by whatever comes next, almost, if it's not following the same path you've already seen, and they kind of blow you out of the water with something.
Very funny too.
Hilarious. That's the best. It's got some really humorous scenes in between, like, just because they're still reminiscing of being back home, so they're used to the way the world works there, not the one here. And just some of the humor and just the relationship between the brother and sister is really funny, such as like the scene episode 2 when they get split up, and it's just a door covering them. They can't get too far apart, and he's like crying in the corner. She's convulsing. She's like, brother, brother, please, where'd you go, brother, brother? And this girl's like, what's wrong with you? Opens the door, and once they see each other, they like run into each other's arms and are so happy.
Yeah, they have an intense bond, that's for sure.
They do.
But they're so insecure without each other.
Yeah.
I find it really interesting. But
I think they're going to play on that sometime later, with them going to have to be by themselves. Yeah. I feel that's going to be... I'm already calling the show. Damn it, why'd you make me overanalyze it? But I love the show, specifically for the art style, and because I have a huge love of any type of media that, like, for some reason bases itself, like its story arc, bases itself amongst games being played. Even if it's like my favorite Harry Potter film is The Goblet of Fire, strictly because there's like a tournament happening that's like 3 different games. Mm. It's something about that, like Hunger Games to an extent. Just that kind of filmmaking I always love. Like Monsters University, I like it way more than the first one, because there's like that kind of story arc. I don't even know what you'd call that really in archetype, but that's what I'm really loving out of this so far. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we can just keep going on the list here.
Yeah, what else do you got?
Have you checked out Black Bullet yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That means this is all on Scotty here. Then we got Black Bullet, which is, it is done. I actually know the name because they did another one here. It's like K-O-D-K-O-D-K-W-A. I can't pronounce any of these Japanese names because I suck. It's like K-A-W-A... K-A-Do or something like that. K-A-Do. I'm not even making up words now.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Scroll down.
No, it's not going to say it because we're not cool enough.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's what I said. You cannot send any hate mail saying you suck because apparently I'm the only one that can suck.
It doesn't want to tell you, like, who the studio is that develops it. It's just the publishers.
Kawadoko? Kawadoko? Is that how you say it?
What? I don't know. Okay, you know, I'm going to look this up for you.
Okay, so I'm just going to keep talking.
Okay, and then I'll, like, randomly shout.
So it's so far, it obviously takes place in the future and stuff. An infection has hit the world, and it's kind of mutating people into almost these insect-like creatures.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So you have in the world these people who are... enforcers and their tools, which are called the Cursed Children. They were children whose parents got this virus, so they were born with it. They're called the cursed children, but they don't transform into these insectoids. Mm-hmm. That's a good word. So they're just like these girls who have crazy powers, who end up teaming up with these initiators, who are the people who are trying to eliminate this virus. So far in the show, we're getting introduced with there's part of the show that all of a sudden they just start throwing like Deus Ex Machinas in there just to like make the episode go along. It seemed mm-hmm. like all of a sudden out of nowhere, like three episodes in, or maybe it was four episodes in, they just all of a sudden reveal such like a weird plot point that doesn't make sense all of a sudden. Like, I don't know why it wasn't mentioned three episodes before. Whatever. It just bugged me then. But they have a similar relationship to what the brother and sister like have in No Game, No Life. Like, they're really close to each other. They care a lot about each other. And they work in perfect harmony with each other. So they're just trying to figure out what this infection is, and they're trying to obviously eliminate it. That's really the basic gist of it. I don't want to give a lot away because there's some pretty cool things and some pretty cool stories that it can possibly go upon. I'm pretty sure it's also has a very popular manga series. My sister was telling me. Did you find out who it was?
ASCII Media Works, which is owned by Kadokawa Corporation.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, Kadokawa. That's why I was like, sounds like it. In terms of the manga, though...
I thought it was a manga. I think my sister mentioned it to me, but...
Yeah, there's a manga. That's a...
Is it far along, or...?
It's been going since August 2012. It's ongoing, and you can find it in Dengeki Mao magazine.
Ooh.
So there's also a light novel too, actually, for it. Seinen. I don't know. I'm really intrigued by it. I definitely want to check it out. I like the opening for it. So.
Yeah, the opening's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I like the character design too, actually, for it very much so.
See, it's the same company that does this. It did another show that I was starting to watch, which is this one, Shake of the Coffin Princess. Yeah. Like, the main characters have the exact same hair. Yeah. Like, the exact same, like, weird curve in his hair, and it bugged me. But it's the same studio who did that one as well. But to my favorite show that I'm watching this season is the Kawaii Complex, Guide to Manners and Hostile Behavior. As I mentioned before, I'm a sucker for any kind of, like, cutesy, romantic kind of, like, storytelling between a guy just trying to get with some girl. And, Jesus, this show got me here. This show got me here. So the basic gist of the show is, if I remembered character names and I wasn't a tool, so it's this young, dashing lad. Okay, he's not really dashing. I'm lying already. He meets a girl for the first time in this library. He's like, holy shit, she is a pretty lady. Am I going to find it? The main character.
What are you looking for? Let's call him Usa.
I'm just calling him Kazunari Usa.
You should go on Wiki instead.
But it has his name.
Help.
I forget the way the Japanese write it. If it's like this is his last name or his first name.
Where?
Actually, they call him Usa a lot in the show, so I guess it's his first name.
Usa.
Usa. They used to call him a lot in the show.
Yeah, Usa.
So he's Usa-san. Oh, kawaii. So his parents moving away, and they're like, "Hey, buddy, we're gonna set you up with a sweet new pad. You're going to go live here and you're going to be on your own." So he's like so excited. He's like, "I just saw this cute girl. I'm going to go live on my own now. It's going to be awesome." He ends up getting there. He has a masochist of a roommate who just loves to be degraded. People say terrible shit to him. He just gets him off. It's hilarious. He lives with an alcoholic and I've already tried the other girl. She's very manipulative. She's kind of like... sociopath, or is it?
She is a sociopath.
That's the one. I keep trying to think. Sociopath.
Cutest sociopath ever.
Yes. Yeah. And then there's the very nice and funny old lady who runs it.
A little too forgiving old lady.
Yeah. And then there is his love at first sight, Ritsu Kawaii, who owns this place. He finds that out and he's like, fucking, oh shit. Her grandfather owned it ever. It's technically hers. She lives here. So this whole series is really about him trying to get to know her, and she always has her nose in a book, and he's just trying to get to know her, trying to show her he's worth her time as well.
Yeah.
And I really like it because you can actually see a gradual, so far in those four episodes we watched, you can see the gradualness of him and her starting to get closer and talk to each other, where at first she wanted nothing to do with him. And slowly but surely, he starts to make her laugh and just starts to hang around with her while everything else is going on in the complex. And like, you see him even mess up a bit, and he has to try to redeem himself. Nothing too serious, but it's something I really like, seeing actually like a real life struggle. It seems very true to life of some guy trying to get to know this girl. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know her at all. He has no background to go from her, but he lives with her, so he feels he should get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And his roommates don't make it easy. And that's where I think a lot of the hilarity really comes into it.
Definitely. It can cause a lot of misunderstandings, though.
And there's so many in there.
And she is quite reserved, so, I mean, I don't blame her for feeling the way she does, but he's genuinely a nice guy.
Yeah, he's just not a pervert who's trying to get in her pants.
He just comes off that way because of everybody else around him.
And and there's one scene where he starts making, like, there's, like, sexual innuendos, and, like, she walks in. And that's, like, every dude. Like, dude's yeah. making sexual innuendos. The girl he's, like, really interested in, who he doesn't want to, like, make her think he's a jerk. Like, right away, he has that awkward, like, oh, shit. Oh, my gosh.
What have I done?
Yeah. I think that was really funny. Like, they're like, oh. There's a scene where they're playing with the bubbles, and she's like, oh, man, I got it in my mouth. Oh, it's salty. Oh, my gosh, all over me. And, like, you know what he's thinking. Like, oh. He's getting the hard, he's like going, he's like trying to get onto the ground, like crouch up so no one sees him. And then she realizes what she just said, like she repeats it, and she feels so embarrassed. But I think the show's my favorite, just because I think it feels really genuine to that struggle of when you're like a young guy, and you're, even now, geez, trying to swoon some pretty young lady.
Mm-hmm. So. Sure. I don't know. I don't try and swoon pretty young ladies, so.
You should try it sometime. It's a stressful job.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Because, oh my gosh. I even think some of it, like, I feel like happened to me when I was growing up, especially in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're trying to be, like, really nice and, like, to this girl, and, like, you're trying to open up to her in one sense while you're with her. But then you can't be like that all the time. Be like cutesy guys, like, oh, you know, you're trying to make her laugh, and warmed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
My cold steel heart.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My sisters like to make fun of me for that. They're like, oh, you're gonna go be all mushy because she kissed him. You kissed him. I'm like, shut up, guys.
Shut up, guys.
You're so cute.
Aw. Yeah, no, it's a really great show, and I'm really enjoying it. I've been having a lot of fun with it, and it's so lighthearted. It's a nice little escape from some of the more serious anime or action-filled anime.
Oh, I know. That's like,
there,
like
right?
My feel-good one. Like, it's like after school days, I'm like, I gotta watch all these episodes right now.
I'm really sorry I subjected you to that.
I thought we were friends. Like, right after you show me, I'm like, I thought we were friends. Why you gotta do this to me?
We're friends. You weren't really curious. I'm the one who just kind of made you watch it.
Well, you said you want to watch something fucked up, and I'm like, I'm a dude. I'm like, I want to watch something fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't listen to me when I tell you that next time.
So I think that's basically what we've been watching. Nothing else you've really been catching up on, have you? Like, watching in the sense of new
like
anime,
new stuff. No, that's it.
Well, then I guess that is where. Sorry, this train goes. This is where it's got to stop, guys. I know you just got the popcorn bowl out, and you put some of that really expensive ketchup topping your mom got for you from Colonel's at the mall. I know that this was the point where you were like, but you know what? You should have looked at your iTunes and seen that the episode was almost over before you got the popcorn. I'm not saying it's your fault, but it's your fault. Next time, like, before you click play, get that popcorn ready. So, since we had our question of the week last week, I think it's only appropriate to say this week's question of the week is, what anime are you watching from the spring 2014 season? And yeah, tell us who you're watching. Give us a little quick little synopsis if you want, or just link us a synopsis. Like, copy and paste works too. You're not getting grades, so plagiarism's fine by me. But it's not actually fine in the real world. Serious problem. And then tell us what you really like about it. And we'll read everyone we get on the air, unless we get like 150, because that's just slightly unreasonable.
Slightly.
Just slightly. So I'm really excited to read them from all you guys. Like, so glad again to Anton and Mr. Mercenary Pen there for sending us some feedback. Hopefully you guys will become regular feedback attack, if I might steal that from Mike and Laura, contributors. So next week during the break, Erica and I, or sorry, next 2 weeks, whoopsies. Mm-hmm. Actually, wait, 2 weeks from now is Anime North.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, so I guess
the devil.
Okay. It's going to be Anime North. We're going to be having our show from Anime North, and maybe we can still try to work in some theme songs, but I think we might have other people around who want to join in the podcast, so we might try to keep it about AN and then experiences at cons and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and but after that, so that's a whole month. You gotta wait.
We have a lot of plans in store.
I know. So we are going to be talking about our favorite anime theme songs. There's a lot. I told Erica just to cut her list down because we don't have 4 hours.
Hey.
To talk about it.
I just have a lot of really, really good favorites. That's all.
I know. And then there's me who's like, have you heard this one? Yeah, I've heard the Attack on Titan theme song. What are you? Jeez.
Come on. Noob.
So that is what we'll be discussing, I guess, 4 weeks from now. So 2 weeks we'll be discussing at AN. If you're going to be at AN, you can say hello, but you won't know what I look like, which is hilarious. You can know what Erica looks like if you just check out YouTube.com/Erica Sabo, or you click the link that we're going to put in the description. Duh. We'll both be there. Are you going to be in any costuming? Cosplay? Or
yeah, I'm going to be cosplaying as Chisaki from Nagi no Asakura, which just ended. That was on Crunchyroll during winter.
2013. I thought it was 20... No. Whoa, what?
Well...
It started in January.
It started in fall, technically.
Oh, okay.
It started October. 2013.
Well, look at me here. I'm Erica Sabo of the Anime Sabo. Yes, the fall 2013 season, you peon. Yes, yeah. So you can look for her in her costume, and I'll have a camera, and I'll be taking pictures of people with their permission, obviously.
I hope.
I'm not a weirdo. I always have to ask permission. Yeah. That's one thing I hate, is when people just like jump in on those photos and like, hey, I'm like, hey, can I get your photo? 100 cameras appear. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Tell me about it.
But we can discuss that in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So again, feedback over to feedback@thisweekingeek.net. You can also comment on the show page on thisweekingeek.net. So I have been your lovely, lusciously long-haired Scott.
You do have really long hair.
I know.
And it's very luscious.
I'm like the 21st century Fabio. Herbal essence, man. Yeah. Herbal essence.
We just need like a fan, and then you can just like let your hair whip around. Oh my god, your hair is just like as long as mine. That's amazing.
I have the longest hair in my house, and I live with old women.
That's amazing.
So, you have been...
Erica Sabo.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. Thanks again. Adios. Bye.
Okay. Bye.